Blog Talk Radio. me this. I know y'all tired of Hope Love punking you. Talking about she'll stop your career. She cold, ain't she? I got something for you, man.
And we're back. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Binge and Rewind right here on OG Radio on Blog Talk Radio. So if you would like to listen in and through your phone, you can definitely do that. You can call in at, 516-666-9826. That's how you can call in and listen if you just want to listen in on your phone. My name is Eve Reed. This is Binge and Rewind, where I talk about all the movies and TV shows that I have been watching or I'm currently watching, and I give you spoilers. So if you do not like spoilers, I understand this is might not be where you want to be. But if you do like spoilers and it will not deter you from watching whatever it is that I am talking about, then go ahead and check it out, okay? So that is that. Now, I do this every Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesdays, I do it on the Stereo application. It does not mean that what I talk about on Tuesday will be talked about on Thursday. So if you do not want to miss out, make sure you are following me on the Stereo application. Download the application on your Android or iPhone, E-Read, a.k.a. Melanin Seduction. And on Thursdays, I do it right here on OG Radio. on Blog Talk, so make sure you are following us on every social media platform. You can listen to this on other platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, things of that nature. So, yeah, make sure you are following us and checking us out. Shout out to DJ Mr. AKA 38, all right, for opening the door of opportunity for me to be able to pay it forward, to open the other door of opportunity for other indie artists. The first artist that I opened up with is DJ Upgrade right there in from the Bay Area. He's right now in L.A., but by way of the Bay Area. So I had to open up with DJ Upgrade with the song Cali, and then the next song that you heard after that was, of course, I like to call him Uncle Clean, but he is known as Clean Heart, Mr. 7000 Beats, okay? I'm sure, pretty sure he's probably like a 7000 at this point. And yeah, so I definitely will play him, and so they are now in the rotation of my playlist, so just know that they definitely will get played. And then the last song that I played was LaVon Godfrey out there in the Bay Area, a.k.a. the Gangsta Diva Comedy. That is a parody song, a clapback song that she had created when she was, you know, going through something with a couple of comedians. So I'm just saying, just in the light of things, especially given the fact that what I'm going to update y'all about, because I talked about it last week, and I didn't think I was going to talk to y'all about it this week. However, this particular show on the Zeus Network, if you do not have the Zeus Network, you can download the application. I believe it's like $6 for a subscription. You can't watch it online. There's no streaming service for it that you can like put on your Fire Stick now, unless you know how to do something like that. But you download the application and you pay $6 a month and you get all the type of ratchet reality TV if that is your thing. So if that is your thing, then definitely go for it. But I'm going to just briefly discuss. Hey, and also I'm live streaming right now on Instagram under my Melanin Seduction account. So if you would like to follow me over there, then make sure that you send me a request and hit me in the inbox. Let me know where that you heard me on Blog Talk Radio saying to follow you there. Otherwise, you just going to sit in the request section. Just saying. Got to know who you are, okay? Got to introduce yourself. So shout out to everybody who's in the room right now watching me from Instagram, the Stereo family. So I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for pulling up on me. So back to the Zeus Network. Okay, the show that I didn't think I was going to talk about, but I am going to talk about because they actually added a third part reunion, is Batty South. So we're going to just kick it off with some ratchet reality TV, okay? And that's because, all right, that is because of the last song that I played. I felt like it was fitting just for that purpose. All right. Ratchet Reality TV, Zeus Network. Okay. Batty South. Now, Batty South is executive produced by Natalie Nunn, which I explained to y'all last week. So it is executive produced by Natalie Nunn, and she took several women and took them on tour down south to several different clubs. And of course they stayed in some Airbnbs, and, a whole bunch of debauchery just took place, but it was mainly like just a whole bunch of fighting. That's really what it was just a whole bunch of fighting taking off just about in every single episode. But this is the reunion, all right? So I'm only going to focus on that. I'm not going to focus on the series. If you want to know what my actual thoughts were about certain parts of it, then make sure you check out the replays. Go ahead and, you know, they on demand. You can find them, you know what I'm saying? So this week, okay, well, yeah, this week, because the new episodes air on Sunday. So this week they went ahead and had a two-part, and the reason why I'm announcing this, talking about this, is because they added a third part, which is going to come on this coming up Sunday. Now, if you listened to me last week, I said I did not anticipate for them to have a three-parter, even though I suggested and said they should have a three-parter. Well, I don't know. I guess the Retro Reality TV guys was listening, okay, because they gave us a third-parter, all right? So we're going to see part three as of next week, and it seems like the third part is going to be a little bit more civilized, okay, because the first episode was complete chaos. They spent 30 to 35 minutes just talking, and not to each other on stage, because they hadn't even gotten to the stage yet. They were just talking to each other, you know, behind the scenes while they're doing their hair and makeup, and it's this group talking to this group and this group talking to this group. So at the end of the day, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. So by the time they do finally get on stage, there's a whole bunch of fights break out. They couldn't even get through the rest of the intros or whatever if everybody's sitting on the platform. And shout out to Trina, you know what I'm saying, because Trina is one of the hosts. And then I believe the other host, I believe her name is Jenea. So shout out to those two for even trying to tolerate and put up with all of that kind of nonsense and chaos, because that's exactly what it was nonsense and chaos. Okay, to the point where in part two, okay, Trina and Jenea, they got up off the couch because you had Rolly, Slim, Natalie Nunn, Scotty, you, Krishan, you just had everybody fighting each other, jumping on each other. The security is horrible, okay? I'm just saying, Zoop security must have been like, we don't get paid enough to die, so... Yeah, we're not going to do that. Because they actually, okay, by the end of part two, security was so horrible and not doing their job that they went ahead and they allowed Krishan to just run up on somebody. Like, just run up on the old girl. Like, I was like, oh, I can't see it. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, so anyway, so Natalie Nunn ends up getting getting a black eye from, well, it was almost like a blackout, but she got a black eye from Rolly. Rolly caught her, you know what I'm saying? And Rolly had already been calling out Natalie Nunn and saying that she was being super fake and phony. But as people already know, Natalie Nunn has been in the ratchet reality TV world for 15 years. She is one of the breakout cast members of Bad Girls Club. And so, And so there you have it. It's just like, she knows how to manipulate the situation. She knows how the game go. And like I said last week, if you are going to throw your hat in the ratchet reality game, and especially if you're going to sit next to Natalie Nunn, you need to know how to play the game. Because if you don't know how to play the game and you're going to be super soft and everything like that, this might not be the world for you. But also, with that being said, they did get a great experience. So we were able to, you know, hear them talk about that. So shout out to them. But yeah, Natalie Nunn, she ends up getting, hemmed up or whatever, getting decked in the eye. Her eye is like shut like this for y'all who seeing me on Instagram right now. Her eye was like this. And then it kind of slowly started to open up a little bit. She goes outside, throwing on her temper tantrum, flexing her authority, wanting the show to get shut down and everything like that. But it don't end up happening that way. Of course not, because she may be the EP, but she ain't the final say. You know, so she ends up trying to cool off. She steps outside, and guess who's outside following her, waiting to have a conversation? It is none other than Sydney Starr. And if y'all know who Sydney Starr is, you know Sydney Starr from Love & Hip Hop, and she was on the first season of Baddies ATL, which is the first season of Baddies House, okay? Also available on demand for all y'all to catch up if you want to on the Zeus Network. And when I tell y'all, like, Sydney is like a roach. And Sydney, if you end up hearing this, it's no shade. It's just that, like, you just was like a roach all season. Like, every time the lights was, you know, except you was like an opposite roach. Because every time the lights was on and the spotlight was on, you would come out the crevices and the cracks of whatever club they went to. And you just popped up everywhere. So not only was you popping up all throughout the season, uninvited and unwanted, but then you popped up at the reunion and you tried to force Natalie to have a whole conversation with you. It's just like, oh my God, like, Sydney, you doing the most. So you still didn't get what you wanted. Like, you didn't learn your lesson from the last episode of the season when you got arrested and then you were told that you were on private property. Like, why are you here? But either way it go, you got your little 15 seconds of fame or whatever, and you just need to run with whatever you need to run with. So fast forward so we can go ahead and get to the next track. Natalie Nunn, she ends up, wait a minute. So Natalie goes back inside. She goes back inside the studio, and she doesn't go back on stage. So she goes back inside and she wants him to open up the door so she can still see from a distance of what is actually going on. And what's really funny is the simple fact that this is supposed to be the reunion show to talk about everybody on stage. However, that wasn't the case because guess what the part two episode was all about? It was really about Krishan. And we all know who Krishan Rock is because she's the one who was with Blueface. They go viral almost every single week about their toxic relationship, whether it be drunken nights or fighting or whatever the case is. But that is how we know Krishan. But I know Krishan based on the fact of, you know, Batty South. So Krishan was super drunk, but and of course, you know, a drunk mind leads to a sober heart. You feel me? So she was speaking from her heart for the most part, and which goes to show every person that she was trying to call out and every person that she actually wanted to fight and then just, you know, did some stuff like she meant that at the time. And she was very vulnerable in the moment where she was talking about that what she felt throughout the season, though, was she didn't appreciate how people were, like, making fun of her and teasing her about certain things, and she felt like that they were underestimating her. And you know, she just had to kind of like, I guess, flex, you know what I mean? Make sure that nobody knew that she was, you know, a gang. And that's really just what it was. So she took ownership in that. And then she made sure that she acknowledged Jayla. And Jayla is the one who kind of took her up under her wing and took her up on like a little sister. And Jayla just looked out for her. And Jayla gives me like very spiritual, empathic vibes, where she can just sense things about people and she can pick up on stuff. So that's exactly what happened when it came to Krishan. She really just took, She just went ahead and she took up under Krishan. I didn't realize it was that much light. Sorry, y'all, over there on Instagram. Did not mean to disturb y'all like that. But yeah, so she just went ahead and she was just very vulnerable with expressing how Jayla was just there for her. And every certain other people were cool, but, you know, for those who wanted to, like, test her, such as Persuasion, you know, she just wasn't feeling it. And as Persuasion was talking and trying to, you know, give explanation of why she, you know, said the things that she said about Krishan, because in the, I think it was, like, the first episode or the second episode, when they got to the Airbnb, Persuasion was sitting on the top of the sink, and she was talking about the fact of how, she was talking about how Krishan was, like, dirty or something like that. And so Krishan just, like, came up and she, like, decked her one good time. You see what I'm saying? Like, and dragged her. Like, it was ooh, one of those kind of moments. So, yeah. Now, when it comes to the rest of the episode was pretty much just coddling and catering to Krishan and trying to let her get her voice heard, and then the Natalie Nunn situation, and then that was pretty much it. So that is where it leaves off when it comes to Batty South. And when I come back after these next couple songs, I'm going to talk about this movie that I was watching on Tuesday before I started Tuesday's show on Stereo, and it's called Inheritance. Okay, it's on Netflix. It's part of the top 10, and I'm just saying, like, I can see why it's a part of the top 10. So here goes LaVon again out there in the Bay Area, a.k.a. the Gangsta Diva of Comedy, and this one's called Funny With No Money. So I just felt like it was fitting. You know what I'm saying? I really did. So here we go.
Your body with no money. crucified me, threw dirt on my name. My homies left me for dead, pissed and spit on my grave. Then Earl B reached through the flames to pull me through. It's the second coming of who?
The resurrection of AIDS.
Not hate through snow, wafers of grape juice. Communion with Grey Goose, depending on Dre's mood. Double shot to Hennessy, but plots on enemies all. Rock the MIC with reckless abandon, you can't stand them. Lyrically, I'm DL Hughley, spitting heat rock. I'm Pete Rock and CL Smooth Beat. Abused loosely, like Ike Turner with Illa. Mike Tyson, Barilla, rhyme writing the Thriller. Mike Jackson incarnate, past life was a killer. Virtuous manifest through the diary of a killer. Died that of a lion, but trying to watch my figure. Survivor of suicide, was just dying not to be triggered. Who needs a hook when all these haymakers do? You can't touch me when I lay this hammer down, I'm too legit. It's never personal, I'm cruel intention. It's cooler now if you can't stand the rain, but Pika's new addition. I'm so eccentric, I'm animalistic. Cannibal, Hannibal Lecter with flammable Lexus. Yep, I'm manifested, just manic, depressive. Standard, manage the death wish, damn it's impressive. For a hip-hop bastard, Lassie kid. The ball-headed stepchild with a rep of spitting projectile. Freddy with a vendetta, Hammond Shetty's ready. I'm Jason with the mask. The Punisher with gas drum, Thanos with a soul stone, Vegeta with a cold fist. Nonsense, Illmatic, Jigga on his old ship. Vengeance is a cold dish, karma is my old bitch. He taught me how to cope with love when I choose balance. It's not impossible to drop this dude off the roof. Shock a few clowns, giving pounds like you got to do. The problem is you thought it was posthumous, but I'm alive besides. What's a narcissist to a narcissist? The Punisher has got you crying within. You so concerned with the hoes, put this fire out then. I'm wired like a cup of brew. You heard, I'm wicked. If you wanna choose, invoke the spirit of AIDS.
And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, I am back. This is Binge Rewind on OG Radio, hosted by me, Eve Reed. And those last three songs, okay, so that was LaVon Godfrey once again with Funny With No Money. Then it was Kayum. Shout out to Kayum. He sent that to me. It's called Space Out. He produces beats and things like that. So, and he's also super funny on TikTok. So make sure you are following him, Kayum J. Missy Productions over there on TikTok. Super funny. Like, he does great voiceovers and actor work, and he loves Superman. So shout out to that. And then this last song was by A2 called Resurrection. So shout out to A2. Shout out to Andre for sending me that. I appreciate it so much. And again, this is Binge Rewind, where I talk about the movies and TV shows that I have been watching or have watched or are currently watching. All right. So, like I said, when I come back, I was going to discuss the movie on Netflix that I found on Tuesday morning and started to watch it. And it was so good. I had to finish watching the ending, even though I had started the show on stereo. So the first maybe like 20 minutes of that episode is the last 20 minutes of that episode first 20 minutes of the episode is all about the ending to the movie Inheritance on Netflix. So Inheritance on Netflix is a film about a prestigious family with a huge secret that could eventually could potentially tear them down in the public eye. Okay, so the father dies, and he sent, you know, during the will announcements, they went ahead and the daughter only gets $1 million. The son gets $20 million, and he is currently running for a politician seat. And the mother, she ends up becoming the deciding factor over the entire estate. But that's not the only thing that gets inherited. The daughter, it does look like she got the bad end of the deal by getting $1 million. However, come to find out, she actually inherited a little bit more than that. She inherited the responsibility and a huge secret that her dad had buried for about 30 years, okay? And I'm not going to tell you the ending as far as that kind of a spoiler, as far as like, okay, what did she do with this inheritance? But what I will tell you is that there are a lot of suspenseful twists and turns. It is a slow burn. It definitely is that. So if you have the, if you like slow burn movies, but also have kind of seen this type of a story plot before, because we have seen it before many times over, except what I appreciated about the movie is that even though a lot of it is predictable, okay, it's predictable, okay, here we have a prestigious wealthy family who has a lot of money and influence. They can pretty much buy their way out of just about any situation. However, that is not the case in this situation, because the father's secret that he had buried for 30 years is a whole person. Okay, and the person is super dangerous. But we've seen this guy before. We've seen him in movies such as Shaun of the Dead. Okay, like this movie right here. Hold on, let me pull this up for y'all. Okay, because I looked it up the other day, and I was just like, wait a minute, I know that voice. I know that name. You know, I know the voice. And the voice is none other than Simon Pegg. And like I said, Simon Pegg has been on several different movies that we have seen before. So Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Paul, the Alien movie, okay, Ghost Protocol, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, Mission Impossible, Fallout. So we've seen him before. You probably just didn't know his name. But Simon Pegg plays an evil and super evil antagonist over there on this movie called Inheritance. And it's on Netflix. It came out in 2020. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's just under 2 hours. Yeah, it's just under 2 hours. And it's starring Lily Collins, Simon Pegg, Chance Crawford, Connie Nelson, Patrick Warburton. Now, y'all know who Patrick Warburton is, because Patrick Warburton is the guy who does the voiceover for the character in the wheelchair over there on Family Guy, okay? And we've seen him. He also did a show, oh, my goodness. It was, like, in the early 2000s, though. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up because I used to love watching that show. Oh, Rules of Engagement. So he's also he does the character voiceover for Emperor's New Groove. He plays Kronk. He's also been on Seinfeld, The B-Movie, Ted, Tick. Like, he is, you know his voice. It's very, it just sticks with you. Okay, but I'll give you the overview for the Inheritance movie based on how it's described on IMDb and Netflix. A patriarch of a wealthy and powerful family suddenly passes away, leaving his wife and daughter with a shocking secret inheritance that threatens to unravel and destroy their lives. Now, this is what's crazy in the film, because you think the film is going to go one way, and why that you start to unravel of why the dad kept Simon Pegg's character, which you don't really know his true name, his true identity until the end. So for now, we're going to call him what he's known throughout the rest of the movie, which is Morgan. So we really don't know what Morgan did in order to be held captive and prisoner for 30 years in the bottom of a bunker in the backyard, yards away from the house of this prestigious family, okay? But as the daughter starts to unravel the mystery and everything, we start to see that Morgan played a huge part in allowing the family to be the great family that they are, okay? Because if it hadn't have been for his assistance in helping the father many, many years ago, okay, he wouldn't have, you know, everything that the father was starting to build at that point would have been destroyed before it even got started. And so he had to keep him captive in order to keep the secret, okay? But the father made the mistake in starting to, over, you know, 30 years of keeping him down there, of, you know, sharing information and actually starting to be a little bit more vulnerable. And that was where it was a mistake, because Morgan was able to use that and wait like a, you know, be like a spider in waiting to wait for the right moment to create his web, okay? And the father got caught up in that web, and that's how the father dies. And as the daughter is unraveling this mystery, she decides that she's going to let Morgan go. She decides this. However, that was probably the, that was, not probably, but that was the most hugest mistake that she could have made in the entire film, given the fact that even the parts at the end when she walked into the house and it's super dark, I was like yelling at the screen, like, who is walking? You just let a murderer go free. You didn't know he was a murderer at the time, but the fact that you now know he's a murderer because he just killed your family lawyer, like, why are you walking into the house with no lights on? So it'd be stuff like that that I'd be like, ah, I wish they could make it a little bit more realistic, but they don't. So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's a really good film. A lot of slow turning pages. Like, I feel like this movie, you could even, because you know Netflix, you can speed up the view preference. So you could probably actually speed the view preference up to maybe 1.5 the speed. Now, this is not one of those movies that I call background noise, unless it's something that you're going to have on your screen, have on your TV or whatever device that you're going to use. But at the same time, you're able, and you can do whatever you're doing, multitasking, but you're able to look up every now and then to see what's happening. Because there's some things that happen inside the film that does not have dialogue. So if you do not watch it, then, you know, you may get lost a little bit. So, yeah, Inheritance, it's an, you know, it's all right, but I can see why it's in the top 10 because of the ending. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you got to watch the ending. You got to see how it turns out. Like, how far does Morgan go in order to exact his revenge on the family? And that's what's crazy, because it ends up being, you ever watch a movie or you watch a show where it ends up being like one huge secret that ends up being let out after another? So it's one of those. So you have to wait until the last 15 to 20 minutes of the movie to get some of the biggest reveals of what happened 30 years ago and why the dad did what he did. So, yeah, there's that. But with that being said, make sure you are following me, E-Reed, on all social media platforms. Before we jump off into these next couple of songs, we are just under the hour of the show to finish out. So I do appreciate everybody who is joining me right now on Instagram Live, who is over there listening to me on the fan base audio room, and y'all who are listening to me right here on OG Radio, on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you ever so much, ever, ever so much. We are going to get into another track. Let me pull this up right here. Hold on. Do-do-do-do-do. Because y'all have to forgive me. This is like, you know, I'm still getting used to the interface. And I do appreciate y'all's patience as I pull this up. But I get so lost in wanting to talk about the TV shows that then by the time I'm done and it's time for me to pull up a song, I'll be like, oh, I need to pull up a song. I didn't pull up a song yet. So this right here is by Derek Turner. Shout out to Derek Turner. It's called Ride and Smoke. And I feel like this was a pretty good song to go ahead and play, because why? Morgan asked the daughter, when he's starting to divulge all this information as to why he was captive for 30 years, he asked her to bring him a pack of cigarettes, and they go for a little joyride into the woods to find the buried body. Oops, I let the cat out the bag. Y'all got to find out why the body was buried. All right, here go Derek Turner for Ride and Smoke. You're listening to OG Radio. This is Binge and Rewind. I'm E. Reed, and I'll be right back.
Check it out. Hold on. Yeah. X up. You bet. no love for a punk rock. I beat beat and then she kick rock. She a trifling little something. Magnum XL all in her stomach. Bust in her face, tell her eat it up. And after I nut, I'm a chief of blunt. Fat backwoods, good exotic. Like my bitch is bad, all exotic. Beat the pussy up and send her on her way. I never give a fuck, rock the time of day. No, it's a freight war, mine and Mac Dre. No dick on discount, bitch, you gotta pay.
Thank you. count cash, that's what I'm throwing. For that bag, young nigga running. You can't see me, I ain't down, I'm stunting. All my niggas, I just get into the money. I'm count cash, that's what I'm throwing. For that bag, young nigga running. You can't see me, I ain't down, I'm stunting. All my niggas, I just get into the money. Been a flex up on these niggas, no apologies. Ice bustin', ice up on me bustin'. Cause where I come from, I done seen a lot of poverty. Now a nigga like me tryna own some fucking property. Prodigy, man, that's what the fuck I gotta be. Hot as me, man, these niggas know where hot as me. Honestly, I think they sleep, they out here countin' shit. I be countin' blues, y'all can keep on snoozin'. I'm the GOAT that's proven, I done bossed up, no losin'. Ran across up that moolah, stomach cash while the ice coolin'. Blessing, dripping, bitch, I'm juicing. Thumbing cash, counting cash, talking blue strips. Never last, I'm too fast for that food shit. Got the woo drip, off white on my cool whip. Cop the pool quick, yeah, I'm talking about my shoes, bitch. Look at my shoes, Chris, yeah, you already know I do this. I'm counting cash, that's what I'm thumbing. For that bag, young nigga running. You can see me, I ain't down, boy, I'm stunting. All my niggas, I should get into the money. Fuck up a check, soon as I get it. Look at the neck, I see me here. Tell her my niggas, it's only beginning. Check full of O's, you know I'ma spend it. Hop on a boat with a little hoe, you know I'ma hit it. Diamonds too cold, looking too frigid. Count cash, that's just how I'm living. Counting thumb and them blue binges. Yeah, you know I'm about my business. Had to get up off my ass and go and get it. Now I'm living too cool, diamonds they on me, loving the juice. Bitch, 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 I'm really on a mission. If you a joke, then keep your distance. These niggas broke and really trippin'. Young nigga from the news, had to go give me some motherfuckin' blues. Yeah, I drip the juice, drip the juice, drip the juice. Got me lit like ooh, running up a deck or two. Now the downs be bustin', now your mama be crushin', I'm smokin' a ration. Young nigga don't do the fussin', but I do the fussin' for nothing. I'm countin' cash, that's what I'm thumbin'. For that bag, young nigga runnin'. You can see me, I ain't down, boy, I'm stuntin'. All my niggas, I ain't gettin' to that money. I'm counting cash. I'm counting cash.
Want attention in her hair pool. She a dog bitch and I'm a werewolf. Fly king, I finesse the fallen angel. Got me dancing with the devil till spinning on volcano road. And it's all for survival, not a bad man. Dick put her to sleep and gave her dreams. I'm a Sandman. Small city, we like 17 miles. And we done gave the word about 17 styles. It was about this age that my daddy skipped out. I can't buy my son the time I miss out. They was square, but who the bitch now? When they walk up, you look at your bitch now. I'm too damn old to be a BG, and I still get love in these streets, B. I ain't never snitched, hella humble, all defense. Playing with a schizophrenic nigga, I ain't recess.
Zimbo boys can't afford the diva. Puerto Rican can't ignore her features. Bring back queen one from North Adidas. Sexy dumplings, they from South Korea. Zimbo boys can't afford the diva. Red queen one from North Adidas. Sexy dumplings, they from South Korea.
Force 5, nothing but backwoods. I'm a real nigga, you just act good. That bitch one love, she just act good. It's a demon in your face, he just that good. Beat blow in your car like a pipe bomb. Underground legend with an independent icon. They gon' bite this and give me no credit. My bitch bad in the morning, no edit.
Where is that you up for a kill now? You kiss her in the mouth, but you pimp how? Fuck you, told the ops where you live now. If your dead cousin was alive, he would've slid now. I run off hate, so fuck the love. Wanna impress me, then fuck the plug. She like money, but she make love to the drugs. Got her mind doing donuts in the club.
Limbo boy can't afford the diva. Puerto Rican can't ignore her features. Bring back queen, want some more the diva. Sexy, something safe from South Korea. Limbo boy can't afford the diva. Bring back queen, want some more the diva. Sexy, something safe from South Korea.
Ladies and gentlemen, all right, so this time I'm going to talk about, and I want to thank y'all again for joining me, that last track was DJ Upgrade called Soul Korea. Again, shout out to the Bay all day, because y'all know I'm Bay Area chick, you know what I'm saying, so I got to show love to the Bay. And then I played Counting Cash by Chris Ruffin, and I also played Uncle Clean, A Cold World, and then just before that, as we went to the break, I played Ride and Smoke by Derek Turner. So shout out to all the artists who are sending me their music in MP3 format so that I can go ahead and download it and then upload it to the OG Radio Library. So shout out to them for that. The next movie, or no, actually it's the next show that I'm going to discuss is on Apple TV. So this is for all you iPhone users out there with Apple TV, okay? This show is called Truth Be Told. It's starring Octavia Spencer. There's two seasons, 18 episodes altogether. The first season is 8 episodes, and the second is 10. And Octavia Spencer plays a world-renowned hold on, let me just pull this up so I can tell you what they told us. Okay. So the murder case that propelled a true crime podcaster to nationwide fame comes back to haunt her when new evidence arises that suggests her original suspect may have been wrongfully convicted. Executive producers include Reese Witherspoon, Peter Chernin, Jenna Topping, Leonard Dick, and Victor Sue. So shout out to them for that. First episode came out in 2019. Each episode is about an hour apiece, and it is based right there in the Bay Area. This is the reason why I love this song, and I played DJ Upgrade before I started talking about it, because when I tell you, it takes you to the heart of the Bay. It takes you all around. It takes you to San Francisco. It takes you to Oakland. It talks about the South Bay. Like, Mekhi Phifer alone, yes, Mekhi Phifer is in this series. He plays the ex-boyfriend but close friend and private investigator for Poppy, who is played by Octavia Spencer, okay? And Mekhi Phifer used to be on the OPD force. Like, he used to be a part of Oakland Police Department. And now he's a private investigator after his own situation that transpired while he was working for the department, because he does not believe that bad cops should be able to slide. And therefore, he got ostracized and he decided to do his own thing. So, shout out to Mekhi Phifer for even playing that role. But the cast is so well versed in their skills and their abilities, okay? Let me just read you off some of these names, okay, for the two seasons that it's been on. And yes, for those who have already watched it and are wondering if there's going to be a third season, they did get greenlit for a third season. Hopefully we get, of course, and hopefully, well, of course, it's going to come out, and hopefully it'll be in 2023 sometime. Hopefully earlier in the year than later, okay? That's what my hope is. But this is a cast, though. Octavia Spencer, Kate Hudson, Hanifa Wood, Ron Cephas Jones, Aaron Paul, Mekhi Phifer, Lizzie Kaplan, Michael Beach, Merle Dandridge, okay, Tammy Roman, Tracy Toms, Andre Royo, like, the list just keeps going on and on. Like, I'm so serious. Like, you just keep scrolling, and there's more A-list people. Molly Hagen, like, when I tell you this is an all-star cast, and they are excellent at executing the dialogue that is written for them. Shout out to the writers, and shout out to the set department, okay, for even picking the right areas for Poppy's dad's bar to be in Oakland and making sure they get the actual street signs. Shout out to the writers in the writer's room for picking up the dialogue of the Bay Area and adding that into conversation. Like, this is probably one of the most authentic Bay Area shows or show set in the Bay Area that I have seen. Now, mind you, they do have another show on Apple TV called Surface that is also based in the Bay Area. It's set in San Francisco. However, it's more of a mystery unravel type of a show. And whereas this is also a mystery unravel show, it also includes the Bay Area as its own character. And that's what I appreciate about this show. So make sure you catch up to it. Now, season one, I'll just give you a brief run across. Season one is all about Poppy. Like it said in the description, she feels like one of the people that she helped get convicted, a young boy at the age of 17, who is now an adult. She feels like he ends up being wrongfully convicted after new evidence arises, and she goes down the rabbit hole of finding out what the real evidence is so that the real killer can be put to justice. And there's a lot of collateral damage throughout the season, as well as in season two, but it is definitely one of those where it's like, oh my God, I need to find out what happens next. So I do appreciate this being one of those series that I was able to literally binge and rewind and not have to wait week after week after week, because I was able to just go all the way through. Like, I went to sleep watching it and then woke up watching it, and I finished both seasons in a decent amount of time. And it is fast-paced, so it's not a slow burn. Yes, there are a couple of filler episodes, but it doesn't mean that it's not worth the watch, because it definitely is that. So, shout out to that right there. I'm just saying. And then season two, you have Kate Hudson's character who comes in. And with Kate Hudson, she is hold on. I'm sorry about that. I have a little bit of a squirrel moment, which we are going to happen every now and then. Kate Hudson's character comes in, and this is what I loved about the second season. Now, the first season was good. It was a great introduction to introduce us to the characters and what roles that they play and what positions they play. That was really good. It was a great character build-up season. I give it that, which means hopefully there's some longevity to this series and we get to see more. We get to at least give us five seasons, a minimum of five seasons. I hope they don't cut it off at number three. And I hope they give us 10 episodes in season three as well. Now, in season two, Kate Hudson's character, okay, the offspring to Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, okay, Kate Hudson is the antagonist, although she does not appear to be the antagonist, because you kind of feel like she is the victim, right? You want to feel sorry for her. Her husband dies, you know? She feels like she's being watched. Her company's under attack. Like, all of these different things, only to come to find out she's the antagonist. She's the mastermind. She is the Black Widow. So I'm just saying, but what happens throughout and the catalyst for her to being what she's doing, that is where the fun comes in at. So if you are about that life, hey, all I'm saying is this, go and watch it and have some fun, because that show is not going to disappoint you by any means. It just won't. It just will not disappoint. All right. So I have completed my three for the day. All right. Again, Truth Be Told is on Apple TV for all you iPhone users. It is a great binge and rewind, sit back on a Saturday or a Sunday, just chilling, you know, just wanting something to watch. It is fast paced. It is good dialogue. It is suspenseful, and it will not allow you to lose any brain cells. Okay? All right. So there's that. It's very entertaining. And I do appreciate all those who pulled up, whether you listen to me on Instagram, whether you listen to me in the audio room on Fanbase, or whether you listen to me right here on OG Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate you. I will definitely be here next week, God willing, with more shows and more movies. And just to let y'all know, I will be discussing the movie that I was currently watching before I got live with y'all, which, hold on, let me see if I could pull that back up, because I think it's called Last Seen Alive, starring Gerard Butler, okay, and so here's the premise. After Will Spann's wife suddenly vanishes at a gas station, his desperate search to find her leads him down a dark path that forces him to run from authorities and take the law into his own hands. So it's kind of giving me Liam Neeson vibes, okay, a little bit. But I'm only into the first, like, 20 minutes of the movie, so I will definitely be talking about that next week. And thank y'all so much, so much for your time and your attention, and I certainly hope that you do everything in your power to be better than you were before, okay? And right now, to keep it going with some Bay Area vibes, I played her last week and the week before that, but I'm just saying, it's something about the Bay. And shout out to all the other artists who are not from the Bay that I played today. Thank you so much. I look forward to working with y'all and listening to more music. But here is Veronica Tin. She's going to close us out today, and probably one more from Uncle Clean, aka Clean Heart. All right. And yeah, but this is what it's like. You get to stay in rotation. You know what I mean? So make sure you're sending me your music to readalityradio@gmail.com MP3 format. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.
See you in the month of the month. We can drive a I know that you're on your way. I haven't seen you in a while now, sugar. But when you get here, I know that things will be okay. I'm in the mood for you. Come over. Something sweet in store. Bathwater's red, the candles lit, dinner's cooked, everything is cooked all for you, baby.